Malta, collaborating to save timber balconies and traditional craftsmanship. Traditional closed timber balconies are part of Malta's cultural identity. They highly influence the aesthetic of the streetscape with their colors, materials, and decorative motifs. However, climate change and lack of maintenance threaten these fragile heritage features. Owners often replace traditional balconies with new materials, such as aluminium, or modern features considered more affordable and maintenance-free. This threatens the urban landscape and conservation areas. Decreased restoration also threatens the transmission of traditional craftsmanship. Maltese local authorities designed a holistic strategy with heritage professionals and citizens, leading to the restoration of more than 4,000 timber balconies. Meetings and workshops with craftsmen and artisans gave local authorities a deeper understanding of the needs and barriers in preserving timber balconies. This informed updates to the guidelines for timber heritage restoration, improved education and training for heritage professionals, awareness raising for residents, and more adapted funding schemes to encourage restoration. The information led the planning authority to improve conservation and restoration of traditional timber balconies through participation in an EU-funded project on education and training of heritage professionals on wood and furniture conservation and restoration, and review of the heritage and timber guidelines compiled in 2019 and updated in 2020, improvement of the 1996 grant schemes to mitigate the cost of restoring and maintaining traditional timber balconies. There were awareness-raising activities with residents to increase public awareness of the loss of balconies. Communication tools included a roving exhibition with a cross-section of an old balcony in local council offices, schools, and science fairs in 2019. As an ongoing initiative, the Planning Authority's media campaign includes dedicated radio and TV programs and social media. The Heritage Planning Unit within the Planning Authority was responsible for the implementation of the practice. The 68 local councils of Malta have been closely involved in the project, in particular for implementation of local grant schemes and the awareness-raising initiatives. The project benefited from extensive collaboration with other governmental bodies, namely Heritage Malta, involved in the European Social Fund ESF project, and the Superintendent of Cultural Heritage. Other stakeholders were Heritage Malta for the ESF project, Carpenters, and the Grand Harbour Regeneration Committee for the Valletta Marsamexet grant scheme. Here are some top tips if you want to get something similar going in your area. Engage with the public and provide information and guidance even at a personal level. Engage with heritage professionals, artisans, craftsmen, carpenters to inform policymaking. Know your audience and secure sufficient funding for your communication and awareness-raising campaign to be successful.